Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step. Advice on panic attacks from someone who knows. If you've never had a panic attack, you're fortunate. And if you're curious about the experience, you can try this exercise. Imagine that you're in a crowded place, perhaps a shopping mall, and you start to feel anxious. This isn't your normal level of anxiety. This feels different. You begin to notice that everything around you becomes too much. It's too noisy. The people are too close. The lights are too bright. The sounds are too loud. As the anxiety peaks, you realize you're having trouble breathing. You try and catch your breath and you can't. Your chest begins to hurt. You alternate between feeling cold and clammy, then hot and sweaty. You feel dizzy, your heart races, and you think you're going to pass out. You start to panic as though you think you are going to die. You have never felt so afraid before. While many people experience anxiety, sometimes at a severe level, panic attacks are often the experience that brings them to see their doctor, therapist, or both. You're not alone. According to the Government of Canada, 1 in 10 Canadians suffer from an anxiety disorder, panic attacks being one of them. Unfortunately, like most mental health issues, it's not something people like to talk about. So when I discovered author Matt Haig, I was delighted. Now, who's Matt Haig? Matt is the best-selling author of Notes on a Nervous Planet. Matt also shares in his many books his experience having mental health issues, including a panic disorder, anxiety, and depression. In Notes, he describes the connection between the rate of change in our planet through technology, media, and personal interactions, and our mental health. More importantly, he shares his coping strategies from the perspective of someone who's been there. Throughout his book, Matt Haig talks about the role that self-care has played in his recovery and maintenance of his mental health. So I share with you Matt's tips for avoiding panic attacks. How to exist in the 21st century and not have a panic attack. 1. Keep an eye on yourself. Be your own friend. Be your own parent. Be kind to yourself. Check on what you're doing. Do you need to watch the last episode of the series when it's after midnight? Do you need that third or fourth glass of wine? Is it really in your best interests? 2. Declutter your mind. Panic is the product of overload. In an overloaded world, we need to have a filter. We need to simplify things. We need to disconnect sometimes. We need to stop staring at our phones, to have a moment of not thinking about work. Think of it as a kind of mental feng shui. 3. Listen to calm noise. Things that aren't as stimulating as music. Waves, your own breath, the breeze through the leaves, the purr of a cat, and the best of all, rain. 4. Let it happen. If you feel panic rising, the instinctive reaction is to panic some more, to panic about the panic. To meta-panic. The trick is to feel the panic without panicking about it. This is nearly, but not quite, impossible. I had a panic disorder, a condition defined not as the occasional panic attack, but frequent panic attacks, and the continuous hellish fear of the next one. By the time I'd had hundreds of panic attacks, I began to tell myself I wanted it. I didn't, obviously. But I used to work hard at trying to invite the panic attack as a test to see how I could cope. The more I invited it, the less it wanted to stay around. 5. Accept feelings. And accept that they're just that, feelings. 6. Don't grab life by the throat. Life should be touched, not strangled, said the writer Ray Bradbury. 7. It's okay to release fear. The fear that tries to tell you it is necessary and that it is protecting you, try to accept it as a feeling rather than as valid information. Bradbury also said, learning to let go should be learned before learning to get. 8. Be aware of where you are. Are your surroundings overstimulating? Is there somewhere you can go to be that's calmer? Is there some nature you can look at? Look up. In city centers, the tops of buildings are less intense than the shop fronts you see at head level. The sky helps too. Strength and exercise is item number 9. Panic is physical as well as mental. For me, running and yoga help more than anything. Yoga especially. My body tightens from hours of being hunched over a laptop, and yoga stretches it out again. And finally, number 10, breathe. Breathe deep and pure and smooth. Concentrate on it. Breathing is the pace you set your life at. It's the rhythm of the song of you. It's how you get back into the center of things, the center of yourself. When the world wants to take you in another direction, this is the first thing you learn to do, the most essential and simple thing you do. To be aware of your breath is to remember you're alive. Panic orders don't have to be a part of your life. There are many things you can do, including self-care tools, mindfulness practices, and medication. If you're looking for a breathing exercise or meditation that can help you calm down your anxiety level, I have a free download available on my website. If you've never had this happen before, you may find yourself in a hospital emergency room because you're sure you've had a heart attack. After the hospital staff check you out, you've learned you've had a panic attack. If panic attacks and panic disorder is overwhelming your life, feel free to reach out. I'm at laurieblakey.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast. For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakey.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.